Pavlich is up. Talia, good spoil. Knocks it down. Tabernan roving it well for the Dockers. Handball away to Walters. Walters, quick snap. He didn't even look at the goals. And he snapped the ball across his body. And he's kicked the second for Fremantle in the first term.
Tabernan up, but can't take the mark. From down below, Ballantyne snaps and goals.
Now, free kick's given away. Eddie Betts came in to talk to Sutcliffe. And Sutcliffe gave him a shove, got him high, and now the free kick goes to Eddie. He milked that beautifully.
That was a half. It was a hometown free kick. Don't worry about that.
It was. Goodness me.
He'll go with the snap. He strikes that magnificently. And he turns to the crowd to celebrate. Bit of magic for Eddie Betts from the pocket. Hill couldn't take the mark. Big collision there with Martin. Crashing through Van Berlo. Deep inside 50 for the Crows. Crown won a free kick. Lynch in there. Topos it back to Ellis Yeoman. Great passage of footy. Ellis Yeoman turns around. Step to the top of the square. I don't think it was touched. It bounced through. It's a goal.
Pavlich goes backwards. Fife goes to ground. Works it across. Subin snaps for
goal.
It's close. He's kicked it.
The clearance up towards half forward. It took a Crows bounce. Skills to Jenkins. Now across to Eddie Betts. 50 out on the boundary line. He goes for the miracle. It's amazing. By Eddie Betts. From the boundary line. He's bought the crowd. The commentators. Everyone to their feet. A goal of the round contender. That's the goal of the year already. For Toyota Material Handling. .com.au. Eddie Betts, take him out. Subin in there to win it, did well. Busted through a tackle, got it away to Fife. Right forward pocket, keeps the ball low and skids through a much-needed goal for the Dockers.
Goes across to Jacobs, who unloads a massive barrel to full forward. Dangerfield at the back, grabs it, goal!
Straight to Fife, and there is the siren. It has been an absorbing contest so far, and we've still got a quarter to go. The Dockers turn for home with their noses just in front. 9-4-58 to the Adelaide Crows, 7-12-54.
Ground level ball, won by Barlow. He skirts around the defence, goes for goal! Oh! He's an absolute beauty! Michael Barlow! Could that be the winner for the Dockers? Candidate for the Toyota Material Handling .com.au goal of the night, Michael Barlow.
There's about 30 seconds to go, I reckon.
Well, he's nearly on the fence. He's got to move a photographer so he can get a straight run-up at this kick. He's going to try and kick a goal from the boundary line 50 out. That'd be the best advice I could give him, because to pass it, well, you've got 34 players inside the 50. He goes for the goal. It is a magnificent kick. Oh, it comes up a millimetre short. And Sandilands was there. Oh, he's given the goal. It is a goal. Dangerfield.
Well, where's the score review there?
Does that get you the three votes? That he's still on the losing side with seconds to go. It is 68-62, Fremantle by a goal.
When he kicked the ball, it was 26 seconds to go. Actually, no, the time. Just watching on delay on the old Foxtel IQ. I reckon there's about 10 seconds to go in the game. So they're going to need a quick centre break to try and tie the game.
Not much time remaining here at the Adelaide Oval.
Will it come down to that score review earlier when it was a goal robbed off of the Fremantle Dockers?
I can tell Fremantle fans.
Hold on.
Is.
Hold on, we've had another score review.
Yeah, it had to be. It was a point. Well, there's 2 seconds to go, so Fremantle are home, I think.
Did it hit the post? We're having a score review. The ball's been taken all the way back down to the goal square. Some last-minute drama and controversy. We thought that Dangerfield had kicked the goal. It's going to be erased. It's going to be turned over. And Fremantle are now clearly home. Drew, you had it right the first time.
Well, I reckon Sandilands clearly touched that before it went through. I was surprised it was given a goal. But, hey, what a magnificent attempted goal.
Well, sanity prevails. There is the siren to end the game. Bizarre circumstances at the finish. But the Dockers were tested. They were challenged, but they have proven again why they're favourites for the flag this season. The Dockers run out winners, 10-8-68 to Adelaide, 7-15-57.